From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this show on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. When the accusations of rape and sexual assaults by filmmaker Harvey Weinstein began trickling out, they opened the floodgates of hidden and pervasive sexual assaults that ordinary women face on a daily basis. A social media hashtag created by activist Tarana Burke 10 years ago began gaining traction, and soon there were millions of women tweeting and Facebooking their experiences of sexual harassment, everyday sexism, assaults, and even brutal rapes. Now, women around the world have started taking hashtag MeToo from the pages of Twitter into the streets. In cities like Vancouver, Paris, and Auckland, hundreds of women have marched. This Sunday, in the heart of Hollywood and Harvey Weinstein's stomping ground, thousands of women are expected to march. My guest is Brenda Gutierrez. She's an activist and a grassroots community organizer with California for Progress, and she's the organizer of the hashtag MeToo Survivors March in Hollywood. Welcome to the program, Brenda.
Thank you. Very glad to be here today with you guys.
So before we get to what's expected to happen on Sunday, tell us why you got involved. Why was this an issue that you decided to spearhead and help to organize?
Well, I am a survivor myself. This has always been an important issue for me. I've always kind of been very quiet about it, never really spoken about it. And when I opened up my Facebook and saw these Me Toos, it really broke my heart, but at the same time, it kind of angered me that it's only when there's like someone famous that we actually pay attention. And I kind of wanted to open up that conversation for it to be more than just Hollywood. Like, this happened, you know, Tarana said it best, for every Harvey Weinstein, there's 100 men in our community that do this. So I immediately, that day, we had a group meeting with California Progress, and I told them, like, I really want to do like a rally, make sure that we have strong women speakers there, make sure that we have resources for those women or men that don't know where to find help. And that's kind of how it started. That same day, we created the event page and we started reaching out.
So how overwhelmed were you? Because I felt overwhelmed when the hashtag MeToo began trending on social media. It felt like there was, you know, something that was a wound that was opened up that wouldn't close until it was actually dealt with, right? For women who haven't necessarily experienced severe or serious sexual assault, we know it happens, but men seemed surprised by it, and it still felt overwhelming to see so many women express what they were going through.
It was very overwhelming, and when I put the hashtag too, I did start having this conversation with friends, and it was like I had a conversation with this particular friend that we were going through the same thing at the same age, but we felt like we were alone with all this. We had no one to talk about it with. And now that we're older, it's like, wow, we were both going through the same thing, and we were so with the idea of like the shame that comes with this, that we couldn't talk to anyone about it, and we thought we were alone when we could have like had been there for each other. So this definitely became very overwhelming. It did bring up a lot of emotions and a lot of feelings that I thought I had worked through. And hearing all these stories and talking to a lot of people nowadays, it's a little bit triggering. You know, it does bring back memories. For me, sometimes I kind of have to step back and like give myself some time to process. But at the same time, like, this whole thing has also helped me heal a little bit. Hmm.
You mentioned Tarana Burke, who was the woman who eventually got the credit for the hashtag MeToo social media trend. She started it years ago. And then when the Harvey Weinstein story broke, the actress Alyssa Milano promoted it. It gained a lot of traction. She's, I understand, going to be leading the march on Sunday in Hollywood. How important is her word and her presence at the march? Because we also know that often when white women come forward with experiences of sexual assault, they can be sometimes taken more seriously than women of color. Women of color tend to be invisibilized.
And to me, this march wouldn't be happening without Toronto. That's for sure. That was one of the biggest things that, you know, us as a group, we talked about, like, we really need her here. It was her who started it. Like, it's true. A lot of the times, it's that safe, but, you know, if you're a woman of color, you're not taken as seriously, or it's dismissed a lot quicker. For me, having her there, like, she's an inspiration to me. I definitely, just the idea of, like, I still can't believe that we actually got in touch with her, and, like, we're actually going to have her there to kind of fire us up and, like, lead the march. It's amazing. Like, I don't even know how to express how great it feels to have her there. She, to me, she kind of, you know, made me want to do more in my community. She made me want to, like, start this. So if it wasn't for her, like, I don't think this march would be happening.
Now, the march is happening in Hollywood. We'll get details out in just a minute. But it feels fitting that it is happening in Hollywood. I mentioned there have been marches in Vancouver, in Paris, even in Auckland. And it feels like because a lot of the public attention first came to light from what women in Hollywood have gone through under Weinstein, it's certainly fitting that this march happened in Hollywood. But isn't it true that you're going to hopefully attract women from all over Southern California, not those who are just involved in the film industry?
Yes, we're going to have Jada Raspberry, who has advocates a lot for women that have been assaulted while in prison. We have Alicia Lishby, who works with the Tell Somebody campaign, which has to do a lot with child molestation. We're going to have women that talk about assault in the military. We're also having our Indigenous community represented to talk about the missing and murdered Indigenous women, which, you know, that community is the most affected when it comes to statistics. And so we're trying to touch on as many issues as we can that are connected by, you know, sexual violence that's being done to in a different arena, in different times, you know, in different parts of our community. So yes, we're going to touch on Hollywood, but like I said, you know, this goes beyond Hollywood, and it has to be, that discussion has to be open. We have to talk more about what is going on and what we can do to, like, help. You know, how can we teach our children, our boys and our girls, you know, what, you know, teach our boys how to be respectful and how to be allies and just change that rape culture that's so ingrained in us.
And I'm so glad you brought up this issue, because on the one hand, of course, it can be liberating and cathartic for women to come together and express publicly the trauma they're experiencing. But it can also be really important for society in general and the men in our society to see that that women will speak out and can speak out. There may be many, many more men, especially in the public sphere, quaking with fear, hoping they don't get outed, because everyday stories are emerging. And that is a good fear for us to print it, to put out there. If you have assaulted a woman, be afraid, be very, very afraid, right?
Right. I mean, I keep saying it, we won't be silenced, not anymore. It's time to, like, use our voices and say, like, this is enough, you know, enough is enough, and it's time to make a change.
So,
it will no longer be tolerated, you know.
And of course, we're living in a moment where we have a predator in the White House. This is another thing that I think is also really important. The women, there have been a number of women who have accused Donald Trump during the campaign of sexual assault. They were silenced. He attempted to silence them, I should say. He even threatened to sue them. And people don't talk enough about this. You know, it's Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Spacey and Bill Cosby. But what about Donald Trump? What about Bill Clinton?
Yeah, I mean, I've talked about that as well. I just mentioned it yesterday to someone else that, you know, we have a predator in our office where he just, you know, he says these things and he puts it as a, oh, you know, it's just locker room talk. But that locker room talk can lead to something worse, you know. And I think it's time for people to say no, you know, that's not okay. It's not just locker room talk. It's not just boys will be boys. Like, it's time to change that mentality, and we need to, like, speak up more. I don't have an issue with saying it over and over again. We have a predator in the White House, and it's disgusting.
Tell us a little bit about what's happening on Sunday. So for those of our audience, among our audience that live in Southern California and are interested in attending the march, where would they go?
Well, our actual march for the Me Too rally will start at like 12:30. But at 10 a.m., Take Back the Workplace is another march that's another group that's going to march. Us as Solidarity, since we are touching on the same issue, they're just focusing on the workplace, but we're expanding on that. We want to march with them in solidarity, because this is a time where we have to show solidarity with one another. So we're going to meet at 10 a.m. with Hollywood and Highland, and we're going to march to CNN, where they will have a press conference. And from there, Tarana Burke will lead the march back to Hollywood and Highland, where we will have our rally at 1 p.m. And there will also be tables that would provide resources with all these organizations, Peace Over Violence and Caged Birds. We are also going to set up tents to kind of create a safe space, because we are aware that this is a topic that could bring up a lot of emotion. It could bring up a lot of anxiety. It might be a little bit triggering to some people. So we are going to have space where people can just go in, relax, have some tea a little, but also, you know, find all the resources that they need.
So basically, activists who want to be part of the march can either show up at 10 a.m. on the corner of Hollywood and Highland if they want to do the whole thing, or they can even come at 1 p.m. on that corner. Who are some of the other speakers that are going to be talking about what's happened to them and also talking about the importance of marching?
We're going to have Chelsea Byers. She's worked with a campaign to end the Statue of Limitations. We're also going to have Michelle Cesedes, which is she's the speaker for AIM SoCal for the indigenous community. We're also going to have Jada Raspberry. We're going to have Jasmine Kennick. We're also having Frances Fisher as well. She will be speaking. We're going to have Representative Taylor Morty, who she's going to talk about what goes on in the military. So it's a lot of different issues. Like, I don't have my list with me right now, but that's all the names that are kind of coming
now,
up to the top.
You mentioned one of the speakers is taking on the issue of ending the statute of limitations on charges filed on rape and sexual assault. Let's talk about that for a minute, because that seems to be a really concrete thing that could come out of this march. So there's a lot of women speaking out. They first spoke out on social media. Now they're starting to take to the streets. And of course, in addition to, you know, speaking out and not being silenced, we want to end sexual assault. We want to, you know, make sure that no young woman or even young child or a woman of any age gets assaulted. Trans women also, of course, included into this group. LGBTQ people included in this group. So what can be done? One of the legal challenges is that when women finally do sometimes face their trauma, sometimes it can take many years to face your trauma and come out, by then the statute of limitations has expired and suddenly they can't sue the men or file lawsuits against the men who victimized them. So how important is it to deal with this issue, this legal issue?
I mean, I think it's extremely important. I've heard of cases that, you know, the statute of limitations, they go beyond the statute of limitations for like a week, 2 weeks, 3 months, and they can no longer, you know, press charges. And, you know, Chelsea Byers has been working on this for quite a while. She got it passed here in California, so it'll be effective in January, so we won't longer have a statute of limitations here in California, but there's still 30 other states that do have this. So we want to work with her to kind of, you know, make this national, to put it in the front lines, to make sure people are aware that this campaign's going on. It is extremely important. You know, she said it and she keeps repeating it all the time. You know, there's no time limitation for the truth. There's no time limit for the truth. And I think women deserve, you know, I know, you know, sometimes it's very hard to, you know, say that this happened right away. Sometimes it takes a while to process what happened and be able to speak up about it, and to then go and ask for help and be told, sorry, you know, it, there's this limit that you had to like tell your story. Now it's, you know, you kind of gotta not deal with it anymore. It's embarrassing that our society has this. We kind of need to make a change in it.
And we also know that there's a huge backlog of rape kits in different jurisdictions around the country, where women who have actually said they were raped had their evidence collected, and that evidence basically just sitting on shelves because there's a huge backlog, which of course indicates that there is a huge problem. Isn't it also important for us to have a cultural shift? And I'm wondering what you make also, because since the march is happening in Hollywood, what you make of the portrayal of women in our pop culture. The rape culture that you referenced earlier is unfortunately all too pervasive in Hollywood, in films, and on television, where women are objectified. They're, you know, very often not even lead characters, and when they are, they're usually there to complement the male figures, and they're often not even allowed to be on screen unless they're scantily dressed or sexualized. Assaults of women become normalized in some scenarios on television and on film, right?
Right. I mean, just listen to, I mean, for me, I know that the song Blurred Lines, kind of, I find it a little bit disturbing, but, you know, we see it everywhere. We see
Blurred
it in
Lines,
music.
Yes, by, what's his name, Robin Thicke.
And, I mean, we see it in our music. We see it on music videos, TV shows. I mean, right now, I know that one of the actresses from Stranger Things was called the sexiest actress, and she's like 13, and I mean, we're sexualizing children. How is that okay? How is Hollywood not, you know, being part of this rape culture? It's really strange how we start normalizing these attitudes and these things just by what we put out there in music, TV, you know. Movies.
Do you feel that the march is also a message to Hollywood to start portraying women as three-dimensional, actual living human beings rather than sex objects?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the messages one of the reasons we wanted to do it in Hollywood as well is because it did kind of open up, Hollywood did kind of open up the conversation again. And we do have to call them out and be like, hey, you know, you kind of have to step up and be like, give more jobs to women in the industry. You kind of need to start, you know, putting stronger women in these movies and not just make them like something like eye candy to look at. You know, you need to start making a change. You know, you talk, you know, a lot of them start saying, it's not just Hollywood. It's, you know, you have to kind of, it's just the way culture is. Like, no, you kind of have a part in it as well. The good thing, at least with this, is that actors, you know, like Kevin Spacey and them are starting to see that they are going to be held accountable. You know, for every day we kind of see all these actors coming out, like being accused. And even the actors that you're like, oh, I really like him. And then you realize, what a douchebag he is.
Yeah.
So it's good that at least they're starting to see that, you know.
At the very least, the penalty for raping or assaulting someone can be an end of a career, if not actual prison time. Well, Brenda, give out the website where people in Southern California who want to attend Sunday's march can get more information.
We actually have a Facebook page. It's hashtag Me Too Survivors March. That's our event page. That's where they could get all the information of with the speakers list and the time and all the information that comes with the day of the march.
And we'll link to that from our website later today. Brenda, thanks so much. Good luck to you on Sunday.
Thank you so much. And it was a pleasure being on with you.
My guest is Brenda Gutierrez. She's an activist and grassroots community organizer with California for Progress. We've been discussing this Sunday's hashtag MeToo Survivors March in Hollywood. It's on Sunday, November 12th on the corner of Hollywood and Highland. You can either show up at 10 a.m. or at 1 p.m. Again, details are on the Facebook page, which you can find at bit.ly/MeTooMarch. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.